Hello! What's going on? Welcome to another edition of The Midday Show, hosted by J.R. Bjornsson. Coming up in today's episode of the show, we talk about my experience. I'm coming up to week one of using magnesium. You know that thing every TikTok influencer is talking about, right?
Welcome to The Midday Show, hosted by J.R. Bjornsson. A stand-up comedian, YouTuber, father of five glorious kids. He might be a little blind, but he likes to make you smile. His goal is to help you alleviate some of the daily stress. When you invest time in his podcast, you'll be feeling a little happier. New episodes Monday to Friday, released usually by 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Broadcasting from Central Alberta, Canada. Please welcome J.R. Bjornsson.
All right, what is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Hope you're having a wonderful Monday. Pretty soon we'll have to start calling this the afternoon drive because I'm always busy in the mornings, but we'll get to it eventually. We'll get the hang of this format eventually. So everybody seemed to enjoy the first episode back on Friday, I think. We got some good reviews in from YouTube. Dave Nicholson enjoyed it. YouTube gave me a list of watch time. The episode was 11 minutes, and we have a watch time of about 30 minutes. So, yeah, maybe if we keep this podcast up consistently, I might be able to one day get to that delicious ad money I hear about, known as AdSense and YouTube ads and so on and so forth. And eventually, you know, the goal is to have a successful following, kind of like we do over at TikTok. At TikTok, we have 47,000 followers, and you get to see me be me in front of a camera, which is usually just my phone. So yeah, hope you're having a wonderful Monday. So Tuesday of last week, I decided to try a new supplement, and the supplement is called magnesium. So I tried some magnesium, and I take about 212 milligrams of this stuff. Each tablet holds about 106 milligrams, and the max you should take is 300 to 400, according to most Google searches. I'm not a doctor, so take everything I'm saying, not literally, but maybe with a grain of salt. You know, I don't want to be the reason why you get injured. Always consult your physician before taking these supplements. And I gotta tell you, I'm on day six of my magnesium journey. So basically I have 212 milligrams of magnesium a day. I usually take mine around 9 p.m. just before I go to bed. Yeah, I'm old, I go to bed early, so be it. And let me tell you, it is day six. And one thing that I've noticed when taking magnesium is around day three, you actually start getting what feels like lethargic, tired. And yesterday, as an example, I was beyond tired, really, really ridiculously tired. Today, I'm doing much better. Today, I feel fine. Now, it might have been a lack of sleep on Sunday because Saturday, I only slept about 5 hours. I had to get my son up and at him for his volleyball tournament. He had a volleyball tournament in the next town over. So I had to take him to the school at 7:30 in the morning. We walked and I was so exhausted. And then what do you know, I had work the same day. So at 9 a.m. I went to the local mom's market in Red Deer, where I was a vendor helping my boss selling caramel. And that was good. We sell caramel candy. And if you're ever interested in trying some caramel candy, let me know in the comments and maybe I can send some samples your way, as long as you're in Canada. And I can make that work for you because, hey, why not? You want to see what I make? You want to see what I'm doing when I'm not actually making these podcasts or these YouTube videos? That's what I'm doing. Today is day six of my magnesium journey. And today is the first day I feel level. You see, what magnesium is supposed to do is keep you calm. It's good for your skeletal structure, so your skeleton, basically. And our source of magnesium actually comes from our bones. For those of you listening on Spotify, I tapped my forearm as I said, bones. So we get our magnesium from our bones usually. And of course, in magnesium-rich foods like vegetables and so on and so forth. And would I recommend magnesium to people? I think so. Like, if you're like me and maybe you have some anxiety issues, like, I don't know if it's anxiety, but in public, in crowds, I am very, very easily overwhelmed. I can tell when I'm overwhelmed because it gets ridiculously loud. Like, I'll show you actually what the mom markets sound like in audio. Let's bring in that sound of the mom market and let's take a listen together for a second. So as you can tell, it's loud. It was very loud, very busy, but it worked. I eventually got used to it. And I think I owe some of that to magnesium, because with magnesium, I'm able to stay mellow. And it's almost like when I tried the CBD experiment, when I was trying to medicate myself with CBD to feel calm. The downside to CBD for me, though, is every time I had CBD oil, I always got loud tinnitus in my right ear. So the tinnitus is when your ear goes, you know, when you hear that ringing in your ear, that's tinnitus. And yeah, that's what I get on CBD. So I haven't medicated with CBD in a while. And yeah, so if you're thinking of trying out magnesium, I definitely recommend it. Of course, if you're sensitive to that stuff, definitely consult a doctor you go to, your family physician, if you're lucky enough to have one. And see what they recommend. The worst thing you'll get is that, no, you shouldn't do it. Here's why. Maybe you're also taking a lot of blood pressure medicine. If you have high blood pressure, maybe you're taking medicine to control your ADHD. Maybe you're on Vyvanse. Maybe you're on something that might affect magnesium supplements. Always, always check with your doctor. I am not a professional. Not a professional. I am not. So again, take everything with a grain of salt. And yeah, hope you're enjoying the Midday Show hosted by J.R. Bjornsson. It's right here on Spotify. It's here on YouTube. And we are having fun. And I thank you so much for tuning in. All right. I did not hear that sound play, so hopefully it worked. Oh, technology. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. If it didn't work, I'll have to manually put that in after. But this reaches the end of our show. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you're enjoying the YouTube videos. I have my camera on a tripod and I've been using the software on my iPad to do these shows. So it works so far. Anyway, I'm going to make like a Tom and Cruise. Thank you so much for commenting, subscribing. If you're listening on Spotify or Anchor, you can check out The Midday Show with J.R. Bjornsson on anywhere you get your podcasts. And also, if you go to anchor.fm/MiddayShow, or / Bjornsson, I believe, you should be able to find it and leave us a voicemail. I'm going to get going. Thanks for listening. Let's click the off-air button, and I will see you in the next one. Well, I'll talk to you in the next one, obviously.